All right, we have a one-day sugya, which you really could spend a lot of time on. We'll try to understand the basics of mechitzais legabe shabbos. The Gemara, the Derech Agav, since it talked about chetzi b'tzfas chachamim and chetzi b'edis, so now it brings a few other situations of chetzi chetzi, and the first one is Negea Mechitza Shabbos. Amar Rav Chisda. Gidod Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha Eim Tzarfin Ache Ekulei B'mechitza Ekulei B'gidod. Rav Chisda holds that to be a wall for Hilcha Shabbos, you need either Kulei Ten Tfachim for Mechitza or Ten Tfachim of Gidod, which Rashi says means the Charitz. If you have a Charitz which is ten deep or a wall which is 10 high, that's a mechitza. But if you have 5 and 5, it's not mitzarif. Darsh Merema. Merema disagreed. He said, Gidu chamisha mechitza hei mitzarifin, milchus mitzarifin. So the machlek is here in the Gemara, if 5 and 5 is kosher, plus we have a machlek is Rashi and Tosfos, what's the case that they're arguing about? What's the case that the Gemara is talking about? Rashi says, Poshit, that it's 5 and 5. It's a case where it's any case where you're going to have a combination of 5 and 5, Rashi holds is included in this Gemara's Yibayi. Tosis asks that there's a Gemara he brings from Sechta Shabbos that Bar v'chul yeseh mitzdar from Asara. That a bar, when you dig a pit, if you throw the earth as a wall around the edge of the pit, so the 5 of the bar and the 5 of the chulyas are mitzarif. So fair tzeiz of a fair shigamah. So the way the Rishonim answer Rashi, I think the Ran, is that gemara mesechta Shabbos is an amayra, it's Rabbi Yechanan. So he holds like Meremer, he holds it's mitzarif. For Rav Chisda holds it's not mitzarif. So Rashi holds Agamar Zibai is when you have a bar and the Chul Yosef, that's Agamar Zibai. Tosis holds not. The Tosis has two tziyurim. We'll talk about the second one, which is easier. You have a tail Rishus Arabim. You have a large mound of earth in the Rishus Arabim, which is 5 tefachim high. And on top of it, you made a mechitza, which is 5 high. And the person is on the top of the mound. There's a mound of earth. The person is on the top of the mound, and he has a mechitza 5 around him. That's Agamar Zibaya. Do we say the height of the mound plus the height of the mechitza is mistar? Then the mound would be 10 high, so we know that would make anything on top of it, or we should say yachid, even without mechitzas. I don't know if you're aware of that. If you have a Rishus Arabim, if you pile up cinder blocks, 10 tefachim high, and you make an area, then on top of that, and you do that in a Rishus Arabim, on top of that platform is not a Rishus Arabim. If it's 10 high and it's Dalet al Dalet, then it's Rishus Hayachid, even though it has no mechitzas. Because on top of a platform is also, a lot of people have this in front of the house. If you have in front of your house, a lot of times when you walk out of your front door, the homes have a platform. All right, it's a porch with walls around it, it's pasha. But in my house, for example, you step out of the front door, you have a small platform that's more than 10 tefachim high off the ground. On that platform itself, that's Rishus Hayachid. And you're allowed to. It doesn't have to be Daladal because it gets a continuation of the house. So that platform itself, you're allowed to carry. If you go down a step and then now you're high, then that step is a problem. But in my house, for example, the very top step, the very top, call it a platform, the whole thing is just a couple of feet, 2 feet wide, 2 feet long, and towards the inside of the house. That platform itself is Rishus Hayachid.
The rest of the steps are the same way?
The other steps, if they be 10 high, but they're not 10 high, so it's a problem.
Is that considered a new Rishus Hayachid?
What?
Is that considered a new Rishus
Hayachid? No, because it's open from one to the other. You open the door, it opens one to the other.
When the door is closed?
When the door is closed, in this case it would be Rishus Yachid anyway. Similar to Shulchan Aruch about it all being closed in certain cases, but it would be Rishus Yachid anyway.
But going up to the mountain?
So let me explain. If when I said, I'll get back to it, so I'm explaining the rules. So if I have a platform in Rishus Yachid, on top of that platform is Rishus Yachid. What happens is there's a ramp that leads up to the platform. Rishus Rabbim, there's a ramp that leads up to the platform. So Chazal gave a shir that if the ramp goes to a height of 10 tefachim, it's called Tel HaMislaket, a pile which is gradual, which is ramped. HaMislaket, Asar Tefachim V'Sech Dal Ramis, if the angle is such that it goes up 10 tefachim in a length of Dal Ramis, so that if you would draw it on the board and you'd make a right triangle, the base of the triangle would be Dalet Amos across, and the height of the triangle would be 10 tefachim up. If it goes up at that pace or steeper, then it's a Rishus HaYachid. If it's less steep than that, then consider Rishus HaRab, because it's easy for the people. It's not steep, it's easy for the people to walk there. So it's a continuation. The streets are sometimes uphill, sometimes downhill. If it's so steep, Asar Tefachim, B'Sech Dalet Amos, that level of steepness is considered a separate Rishus, and the tail, the platform, would be considered to be Rishus HaYachid. That's Halacha Pesuka. What? The whole ramp, if it's steep,
if it's very steep,
I'm not sure what the point of the ramp would be. If it's more steep, I don't think, until the ramp hits the height of 10 tefachim, and down with the Rishus HaYachid. But once it hits the height of 10 tefachim, it'll be a Rishus HaYachid. Is that part clear? I mean, the numbers, the picture, it's clear to everybody.
How does that work? Rishus HaYachid itself, some places that we will example this one as major hills. Where over there, you're in
Rishus Rabbim,
it's like, you know, it's a regular fairway, thoroughfare.
It's steeper than
Asar Abbasash Arba. That's what
you
have, both of them are really Rishus
Rabbim. It's steeper than the Shir, and yet Rishus Rabbim uses it.
Right, saying you have like this.
I don't know for sure. I would assume that if we know that Rishus Rabbim uses it, it's going to be a problem. It's Stoma, we assume, if it's steeper, that they don't use it. If everyone would use it, everyone would use it.
It's like Manhattan.
Yeah, but he's not talking off the walls. And he's just asking whether this angle.
This angle is only to give it a shear if it's considered a wall. If it's more than that, if it's more than this, you're talking about that.
It depends. If this angle is if it's a shear, it's a halacha, it's a shear, you'd be right. It's just an estimation of what people are nicha, then I don't think you're saying it's correct.
Which is it? Is it a
shear? I don't think so. I think it's an estimation of what people would use. Right, I kind of want to get sidetracked to that issue. The halacha is halacha pesuka. It's a clear halacha that if you have a mound, then on top of that mound is Rishus HaYachid if it's 10 tefachim high. And the only exception to that is if there's a ramp which is not too steep for Nicha Tashmish Tei Avir Rabin. If the Rabin was walking, they would walk up. That's the halacha psuka. If there are steps, as far as I know, Roif place can hold that even if there are steps, a Rabin doesn't use the steps. And therefore, if the steepness, all steps are steeper than Asar Tfach and Asar Tal and Amis. And therefore, a platform on top of steps, like in my house, would also be a Rishus HaYachid. And I know you're asking me, I know that Rav Cohn has his own shita in this particular Indian, but he once spoke with Rav Palma about it. Rav Palma's not asking him. I think it's a Das Yachid, his opinion. And Halacha, nothing, I'm not saying he's not entitled, I'm just saying. You asked me, I assume you heard something. No.
Well, I'm so,
what?
I'm
top step on the ramp. Once the ramp hits 10 tefachim high, it's Rishus HaYachid. Until, I'm not sure what the difference is. The steep ramp or the non-steep ramp?
The steep ramp
is Rishus. Once it hits 10 tefachim high, it's Rishus HaYachid. Until that point, I'm not sure what the din would be. May have a din of Churei Rishus Rav, not much.
But
the steps are. I mean, because the Harnof is right, the same question, that it's something where it's normal to for the rabbin to use. Okay, I don't. The truth is, the rabbin doesn't. Or if you want to go there with a car or with a wagon, you would go or with the roads around the mountain. There are steps that are really a shortcut. But I don't think the rabbin, so to speak, uses the steps. A lot of people use the steps, but alright, the question is, what's called the street? Is that called the street? Is there more traffic on the street or on the steps? Right, like I said, I don't want to, these are separate nidayim, that's right to be done. I'm not not nageya directly to the subject. The, what's nageya is, Tosfos says, Agamar Shaila, is if you have this mound of cinder blocks of earth, 5 tefachim high, plus a mechitza 5 tefachim high, which as I said is fairly common. Many people, their front porches or porch area in here in Brooklyn, very often you have a front porch which is raised from the ground less than 10 tefachim, and the fence, typical fence which is built, is not always 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is anywhere between 36 and 40 inches. Rav Moshe shares 36 inches. Nechazanishish is 40 inches, somewhere 36 or 40 inches. So most fences are not that high unless you order it special. And the question is that mitzarev together with the tail? Lai Tosis, that's Agamar Zibaya. Lai Rashi, it's also Agamar Zibaya. Just Rashi Al Zibaya is Sai on this case and Sai on the case of Bar Gochel Yaseh. Tosis is only in this case. So this is the Baya of the Gemara. Gemara says Hilchas of Mitzarfin. So it seems to be Allah Lamaisa there, it's Mitzarf. And before we go anywhere, just alum this, what's going on here? What's the Shaila? Why should it not be a Mechitza? Why are the two Tzadim in the Gemara Shaila? So the Marshah explains it in a very glatta, easy to understand way, what would otherwise be very confusing. Mashal learned the issue here is what makes something a mechitza? What gives it a shem mechitza? A mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. You can learn three ways. You can learn a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high from both sides. If you look at it from one side, it's 10 tefachim high, but from the other side, it's 10 tefachim high. That could be one way to understand a mechitza. There has to be 10 tefachim from both sides. Or maybe it's enough 10 tefachim from one side, whichever side it might be. Maybe it's good enough 10 tefachim, as long as 10 tefachim from one side and not from the other. Or is it smart to say that, well, the purpose of the wall is Rishus HaYachid. So from the Rishus HaYachid side, it has to look like it's 10 high. And we don't care about the Rishus HaRabim side. These are the three possibilities. Either it has to be 10 tefachim from both sides, or 10 tefachim from any side, or 10 tefachim dafka from Rishus HaYachid. Now what I mean to say is here we're talking about two cases. The case of Bar Gochel Yaseh is the case where here's your bar, and here's the street, and here you have a pile of earth on the sides of the bar. So if you do the bar, you have 10. Right? If you're looking at it from in the bar, you have 10. If you're standing here, from outside, you only have 5. The case, Tyson's case of tail, is the same thing but the reverse. Tyson's case is here, you have Rishus HaRabim. Here's your tail, which is 5. And here's your mechitza, which is 5. If a person is standing here, in Rishus HaYachid, so, well, the question is Rishus HaYachid. He only sees a mechitza of 5. If a person standing in Rishus HaRabim, he would see a mechitza of 10. So the Shaila is light Rashi. Light Rashi. The Shaila is on both cases. Both cases are either kosher or both cases are pasuk. Which means, according to Rashi, it's easy. Rav Chisda holds it has to be 10 tefachim from both sides. So this is pasul. Side this and side this, like Rav Chisda pasul. It doesn't have 10 tefachim from both sides. Pashut. That gidut chamesh, the mechitza chamesh, means it's not a wall from both sides. Rashi holds after machlekes. Rav Chisda holds it has to be a wall from both sides. Mareimar holds any one side is good enough, no problem. So Rashi learns the Gemara as he always does in the most pashut way. And the shaila is: do you need a mechitza from both sides or a mechitza from one side? Comes along Taisvis. Taisvis says, what do you mean? This case is zikr kosher. In this case, where it's from the Rosh Hashayachid side, it's a mechitza. It's certainly kosher. Then he brings the Perek HaZayit. There's nothing to talk about in that case. Therefore, Taisvis holds, if from the Rosh Hashayachid side, it's a mechitza of 10, no shaila, that's enough. Machlokes is, does it have to be, if you have a case where it's only from the Rosh Hashanah side, it's 10, is that also good? In other words, this case, which from the Rosh Hashanah side is good, everybody holds it's good. So he says, no one holds you need both sides. One side is good enough. Rav Chisda holds, it's got to be both sides. Any parcel, and Rav Chisda holds it has to be from the Rosh Hashanah side. So therefore, kosher, this is possible by Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda holds, this is kosher, this is possible. Because you look at the Rosh Hashayachid side, and that's all that counts. So Rosh Hashayachid side here is kosher, Rosh Hashayachid side here is possible. We paskin like Marema, which means we paskin that what? We paskin
any side.
Marema holds, any side is kosher. Side in the first diagram, side in the second diagram. Either way, it's kosher because you have a mechitza on one side. That gives it a shem mechitza. Why does it have to be visible as a mechitza on both sides? Kapishmaya dalia, it's a mechitza because on one side you can see that it's a mechitza. So this is the lumdis hasugya, according to Rashi and according to Taisus. La halacha that Rashi and Taisus don't argue. Because la halacha we pass in the starfit. Which means both are kosher, which means that it's a mechitza from any which side, that's good enough. That's the way the Pashtus has said you replace itself.
According to the Tosafot, would the shaila be also, if you get back a regular amount of 10 tefachim, like Rebbe staff, would that be the Tosafot?
No, everyone agrees.
There's no mold there at all.
So the question is, if I have a mound which is 10 tefachim high, so then what? Then from the Rosh Hashayachid side,
like
so according to Rav Chisda, why is it kosher?
Yes.
According to Rav Chisda, I don't think you can argue with that. I think you can argue, okay. So, now, what this means is that our porches, by and large, are not a problem. Or what we know so far, all our porches, as long as you combine the wall and the height from the floor, the total height from the street, is a total of 10 tefachim, no problem. The Bir Halacha has one important exception. It says, Yesh l'stapek, imatel ha'yapachis megimel tefachim. He says, and this is common in certain areas in Borough Park, where on the block where my mother lives, a lot of the front areas have a very small, if this is the house, right, and here there are steps up to the house, there's over here an area which is raised maybe a foot from the ground. Maybe 10 inches from the ground. The question is how much this is out of the 40 tefachim. We said that you could be mitzvah the step plus the fence to the shear. Bir Halacha says that this step, if this is less than 3 tefachim, which means if it's less, according to Chazainish, if it's less than 12 inches, then it's not mitzvah. Because a bump in the street of less than 12 tefachim is right part of the street. It's not called a tail. So the Bir Halacha, that's a Chazanish Shashir, I meant, is 12 inches. The Bir Halacha is saying that if you have that step of less than 3 tefachim, it's really the height of one step. A typical step in the house, a front step, is between 9 and 10 inches. It's usually the height of about a step. And if it's that height, 9 or 10 inches, it's not a start to the 40 inches. And or the Bir Halacha is mistopic. Certainly a person who's setting something up to do properly in the first place should set it up properly. What? Oh, that's not true. There are two types of love. That's not for them. This tziruf is the only exception. The only exception. What? It's on Shin Samach Beis Sif Beis, where this halach is brought. It's the second half of the Bir Halacha. Soon we're going to quote the first half. Not soon, after the Reb Chaim.
Each step is less than the shir, so it's always, you're not going, even at the end, it's not 10 tefachim high. Each step is not
mistarif. It's true, but you don't need the steps to be mistarif. If you have, for example, if you're going to ask me, if I have a bunch of steps, can I carry up on the step? So each step is only 9 inches. But it doesn't matter because dollar steps in the halacha. This is itself a tail that's more than 10 tefachim high.
From where?
The steps from the ground. 10 tefachim high from the ground. And
each step
from the ground. It would be a tail on the slacket. Just the tail on the slacket is made into steps. It's a tail.
It's considered part of the ground by the mafisa. Why do you consider it here? It's part of the ground, each step. You didn't say that the street level is half of the step.
The street level is the top of each step. So maybe work the other way, start from the top and say that the step is. And I think we look at it as a tail of a slack age, just that it's too steep. We're just saying you can say about every tail of a slack age. You can cut off a point and say this is less than 3, this is less than every tail of a slack age.
So what is this referring to? The fact that
you that you can't count, let's say it's 10 inches, that bump. You can't count that for the 40 inches that you need, or 36 inches, whichever shape you
are.
On this
platform.
This platform. Carry there, you would need that this should be 40. I should write 10, but this should be 10 tefachim.
But you have the gate in the front?
Yeah, this is the gate. Uh-huh. This is the gate, and this is the step. So we're talking about it being the starter. This is the only exception, where this is less than 3 tefachim, and let's say this would be 9 tefachim. If this would be 9, this would be 2.5, it would not be mitzvah. You would have to add that the fence itself should be 10 tefachim. A lot of people assume that fences are 10, they're very often not. Even 36 inches, and sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But anyway, that's the only exception. It's a yeshua stopik of the Bir Halacha.
The same thing, if you have a gate on the steps, you'll be able to carry another step except for the bottom one.
If you have a gate on the top of the steps and the bottom of the steps?
No, going down the steps.
Alongside? Yes. See, the gate is not adequate because we need 3 mechitzas is not good enough. If you have two sides, when you're standing on a step, you have 2 walls inside of you, 1 wall in back of you. That doesn't make it a shesayachim unless you have at least a little something in front of you. So we pass the 4 mechitzas. You need 3 mechitzas plus a little something. Okay. Reb Chaim, in the first piece on Hilchos Sukkah, has a lumdis, a beautiful, it's a typical thing, like Reb Chaim, you see how, he doesn't say much about Hilchos Mechitzas Shabbos, he says one thing, and it's just such a basic insight. Reb Chaim explains the difference between Mechitzas and Hilchos Shabbos, and Mechitzas and Hilchos Sukkah. They're not the same. They're both ten tefachim. But the purpose of a mechitza for sukkah, the purpose of a mechitza for Shabbos, Zohar of Chaim, totally different. Why do you need a mechitza in a sukkah? The sukkah is a dira. A dira needs a mechitza. If it's going to be a dwelling place, it's got to have a mechitza. That's Hilchos Sukkah. In Hilchos Shabbos, Zohar of Chaim, you don't need a mechitza to make it Rishus HaYachid, because it has to be like a dira. The reason you need a mechitza to make something Rishus HaYachid is to separate it from the Rishus HaRabim or the Carmelist that's near it. The reason you need a mechitza is to separate it, to make it separate. Once you separate it, you consider it a separate entity, then it would be a Rishus HaYachid. L'mashal, let's say I have a mound in Rishus HaRabim, a tel ha-mislakit. I have a ramp, but it's a steep ramp, and on top of that pile of earth, which has this ramp on the sides, is Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because the ramp is 10 tefachim high. To Hilchis Sukkah, can I say, well, I'll just put up four poles, put up schach, no walls, and I have my sukkah. I'll stand on top of the ramp, and I'll stand there, and I have my sukkah. People say, where are the walls? Where are the walls? The walls are the ramp. Hilchis Shabbos, it's a good sukkah. Because you do such a thing. Hilchis Sukkah, you can't do it. You can't take a tel ha-mislakeh and build a sukkah on top of it without walls and say, what do you mean there are no walls? There are walls of the pile of earth. That's not kosher. Because you need mechitzas. It's true, lamdish and mechitzas are good. If you make mechitzas with strings, no one will tell you that's a dira. But in lamdish, it has to have a din of a mechitza, for like similar to a dira, and that's what you need in Hilchis Sukkah. You put up four poles in the four corners, poles, and put schach on top of the poles. On top of the mound. The ramp leads to a mound, on top of the mound, I put up these four poles. If you have a house, and you want, are you allowed to carry on the roof of the house? You're allowed to carry pashtus on the roof of the house. Are you allowed to? If you build a sukkah on the roof of a house, so I'll surprise you. Noat dalit kundesin, bedalit zavius hagag. You have a house, and in the four, you go up to the roof, flat roof house. Go up to the roof, there's no wall, no mic or whatever reason. You go up to the roof, you put four poles in the four corners of the house, and then you use those poles to hold up the schach. It's a kosher sukkah.
That's with
that. Kashrus sukkah in the four corners. That's the one.
Can't be in the middle of
the school.
What?
So
the reason it's kosher is because good asik mechitzas is a halacha l'maishu v'sina. A good asik mechitza that what's that? That's dal rehei in sukkah. What? Dal rebeis. No, it's dal kundesin bedalid zavius. So that's a kosher sukkah. I don't see mechitzas. What does good asik mechitzas mean? It means that the walls of the house, which are walls, it's not like a pile of earth, which is not a wall. This is a wall for the house. Those walls continue, we imagine, as if they continue upwards, and it's kosher. But Chaim is medayik in the Rambam's lashon. When the Rambam says, this case, not dala kundesin, but dala zavius sagag, that it's kosher for sukkah, he says, because good asik mechitzas. In Hilchis Shabbos, when the Rambam says you're allowed to carry on a roof, he does not say because good asik mechitzas. He just says you're allowed to carry on the roof. Reb Chaim explains why. Because for Shabbos, you don't need good asik. The whole purpose of a wall on Shabbos is to separate you from the Rishus HaRabim. If you're on a roof, you're already separated from the Rishus HaRabim. Under you is the Rishus HaYachid. So there you don't need good asik. You don't need dine good asik mechitzas. It's an automatic thing that you're allowed to carry because it's separated from the Rishus HaRabim. Yeah.
The wall on that, in the case of your mound, you have the same, but
it's one of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Ritva says it has to be a mechitza for an enclosed area underneath. A mound, you don't say good asik. Only something which are mechitzas for a inside area. There's a halal inside. That's a mechitza that goes up. Pile of earth is not there.
Why should you need the walls?
You're
already 10
bucks a month. Where? Which case? Shabbos? So the Chinami, you don't need walls. That's what Chaim says. in the top of a house. Why the sukkah you don't need it?
Why should you need it? Is it by your count?
Oh, no, forget me. That's what Chaim is saying. Why should you need it? I mean, it's partial from what Chaim is saying. He's saying it's partial. Okay? So far, it's partial. Okay?
You already have seven.
What?
I love that if you have a bunch of houses and then a house, the roof is not warm as the
Okay. Alright. I'll select first mission in my fire tomorrow. This is Reb Chaim's Yisai. Yisai that's Mustaver. There's another case that Reb Chaim has an afkamina. There's a case like this. You have a house, it's also Gemara and Sukkah. Maybe he'll tell us the staff. Staff at the Gemara has a case like this. You have a house. You have walls which are only 5 tefachim high. And here you have staff. And you have staff. Here, it's only $5 an hour. It's a diagram, okay? So here, the stuck is no good, it's only 5 high. So you take a shovel, you dig out 5 tefachim down over here, and here, you set up your shabbos table. Okay? And there's a person sitting enjoying his sukkah table on you. Right? He's in here. Good? It's a kosher sukkah?
Is that possible?
Yeah. The Gemara says, if from here to here is less than 3, which is lavud, less than 3 tefachim is always lavud, those of you not familiar with it. Anything less than 3 tefachim, because Shabbos basically is as if it's not a separation. So if this is less than 3 tefachim. What do you mean?
You have to have the whole
four. Oh, you have to have the whole four. If you dig the whole first, you put the sky down. Okay, good. So yeah, they have 5 tefachim and 5 tefachim. So it's good enough to help this sukkah that's covered. If this would be more than 3, let's say from here to here is more than 3 tefachim, then it's possible. Then it's possible. Why? So you don't have a mechitza of 10, you have a mechitza of 5. And this is separate from the sukkah, it's not considered a mechitza of the sukkah. Is a mechitza of 5? It's possible.
But an indoor.
What?
An indoor.
When people have opening roofs, so it's a different. There's a din of Beit Nakuma. The air is up to Dalai Lama's. An opening roof is much more cooler. What?
Okay,
we'll question why you don't have Beit Nakuma. Let's say the staff is only. Okay? The Reb Chaim's point is that in Hilchis Sukkah, this is possible at more than 3. In Hilchis Shabbos, this would be a Rishus HaYachid. Because in Hilchis Shabbos, you don't need a din mechitza. If this is more than 3, there's no din that this is a mechitza. It's talking about a mechitza. But it is separated from the street by 10 tefachim of height. And Reb Chaim says that in this case, it was more than 3, Sukkah would be possible. And Shabbos, it will be Rishus HaYachid. Because of the fact that for Shabbos you don't need it to have a din mechitza, you just need it to be separated from the Rishus HaRabim by a height of 10. And that it is. The tail of the sukkah, yeah, for sure. Most likely, we should say.
More than
Dalat Amos away? If it's Mislake? Even if it's Dalat Amos away. Even if it's more than Dalat, that's not Dalat Mislake. I think you're trying to no matter how far away. As long as there's no Rishi Sarabim in that area, separate from Rishi Sarabim by that distance, it'll be good.
So, what makes that more than 3 tefachim?
What makes that area of more than 3 tefachim? It's only 5 tefachim from the street. It's only 1 of 5 separating it. What makes that Oisrishisarab? Yeah. Gemara says in Shabbos that in the Rishus HaRabim itself, if you have a bump that's more than 3 tefachim high, on that bump doesn't have a Rishus HaRabim. on Yichat HaShemisha. So that, if you would have a wall of five tefachim separating it, that would be the same thing. The other side of the wall is the people who are surrounded by Yichat HaShemisha, there's a bump separating them.
That's not enough, but after the bump, it's
surrounding. Yeah, because the bump is not surrounded from all three sides. Here, from all three sides, you have five fucking heights. So they're surrounded by Yichat HaShemisha. It's just not something that the Rabbim could use. In the case of the Gemara, it's a bump in the middle, the Rabbim go around the bump. Over here, there's nothing to go around because it's got the five fucking on three sides. This is Reb Chaim's side. When you learn Pesachti Sukkah, it's like one of the first things that's discussed. And what's the halacha? Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam. He's explained the Rambam to you, can watch the Rambam. Is Reb Chaim's side Emes Ladina? All the cases he talks about are Tzicha Emes Ladina. So I had a little bit of an issue here when I was studying. First, Bir Alacha. The same Bir Alacha as the previous, just the other half of it. Came back to our Gemara, which is this picture, this case over here. Bir Alacha says, Yesh l'stapek, imatal ein sarach shiyya ha-hei tfachim dafka b'zakifa. The suffix is, do you need that, in our Gemara's case, this case, when we said this five and this five is mistarif, what would be the din if this five is not this kifa, it's not straight up? Let's say it's like this. It's a tail. And then here, this is five. Is that mitzaref? What's the suffix? The suffix is, even if this is very steep, this is steep enough to la pi alacha to be a mechitza. But the Gemara says, tell him it's like an asara b'soich dalet. This is only mislakit 5. If it's mislakit 5, even if it's steep, he says, what's the difference? Yesh l'stapik. It's clear from the Bir Alacha. He's mistopic what the steepness is. But in the etzem din, that you don't need a straight mechitza, that he nabs out for pashtus. It doesn't have to be. Of din a straight mechitza, you don't need. It could be slanted. In Hilchos Sukkah, he wouldn't be mesufik. In Hilchos Sukkah, you had something like this at an angle, it's only not a mechitza. In Hilchos Shabbos, he's mesufik, which means, again, like Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Shabbos, he's saying, of the essence in mechitza, it doesn't have to be straight up. It's not like Hilchos Sukkah. It doesn't have to be straight up, it's good enough, even at a tail, which is really fine, it's not a problem. What? His suffix is the following. He says lashon efshir. First, he says efshir who adin hacha. It's like it hates fachim b'sech shnei amitz. It's the same thing. Start from a chitza. Oydil. Calls a man she ain't a tail misala b'gai ve'asarit fachim. Adai nichet shmishtek tzaras lehalach. Vayi yachal tzaras la mechitza. He says maybe for the hiluch harabim they want to get somewhere, so they're willing to be steep for two steps to get somewhere. My point is not his suffix. My point is that he knows of a pashtus that the etzem, it doesn't have to be straight up, which is like Reb Chaim. And Hilchos Shabbos, you don't need straight chitzas, you just need it to be suffix. One more thing, and that is that this Reb Chaim seems to be a Mishnah Berurah in five words in this site. Without Reb Chaim, I would have never appreciated it. But in Shin Sam in Shimem Hayes of Tatan Samach Gimel, the Bir Alacha talks about that picture, the top left picture, the Tafdal and Aleph. And he says, Mamish, these words, Hatam, Degabe Shabbos, Ikarak Peda, Shiehe Harashus Shabbosaycha, Mishtameres Ayde Mechitzis. The Tam, the reason it's good by Shabbos, not by Sukkah, because Babi Shab Ikarak Peda, what's the main Peda? Just has to be separated. So this is all fine. Everything is good. If I would stop here, I would have no ha'aris. Reb Chaim would be glad. Pshat Nasugi is, by the way, very good. What's Hasugi? Five and five is Mitzaris. What's the Din Mechitza? What's the Shaila? Why do we say it's Mitzaris? Even from inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you don't see a wall of 10. Why? Because you're separated from Rosh Hashanah Rabbin by 10. Basically, Rav Chaim Sisayid explains the halacha. The halacha is that it's kosher in the case of the tail. You show it to a balabas, you never learn until Chisla, he'll be surprised. How can you carry here? The wall's only five tefachim. Tell him, what do you mean? Put it close five down. Why is that good? It's not a mechitza. But it's good. It's separated. It's mishtemeres, mishisarabim. It's separated, mishisarabim. Everything is very, very kishmak. There's one sif, the Shulchan Aruch, which brings an issue to this whole discussion. And I just, before I get to it, I just hope, until now, everything should be klar. We pass in like Mereimar, it's Mitzaris, you don't need Mamash Mechitza of 10. Rav Chaim Zisayid seems to be, the Mishnah Berurah seems to agree with it, that Shabbos doesn't need Dinei Mechitza, so to speak, just needs to be separated from Shasar Abin. Mamela is very geschmack to Sugya, explains our Sugya, why Mereimar holds, doesn't matter how you Mitzaris it, the Ikarins should be separated from Shasar Abin. So who cares if you could see it, you see the wall from inside Rosh Hashanah or not, who cares? It's just that. The problem is the following case. This is a Mechaber, Shimei Hesef Tezayin. It seems to violate the whole, everything we learned. We learned the Sugya, like the Mashah, the way I explained. How do we paskin? Do you need Mechitzais that are nikkur from inside the Rosh Hashayachid? You need mechitzas and nikkaris from inside the Rosh Hashayachid? No. And that's why we're coming out of the Gemara. In the Rosh Hashayachid, you don't need the mechitzas should be nikkur that it's a mechitzas. The issue is the following issue. And that is, in the case of the roof, you have
at a house. And here's your roof. And people want to, it's a lavdaka roof. It could be a porch. It could be like this. And here's your porch.
There you have a porch you want to carry there.
So you have a wall.
And it's pushing. The wall is 10, it's pushing you can carry. What happens if this wall is less than 10?
Well, just to make it simple, say, let's say there's no wall. There's no wall here. There's a wall less than 10.
Can you carry here? We all know. Could you carry? Yes. Why could you carry? Why? What? Is it because of good ass mechitza? You tell me truth. You say good ass in mechitza. But you say, what do you mean? You don't need good ass. You say, oh, because it's separate from Sarab. It's a halacha. In dine good ass in mechitza, there's a din sala.
Let's say you have here a jutting out of the roof, a piece like this. Obviously, this doesn't continue, right? Everything is up here. Over here, you have a protrusion.
The din is by good asik mechitza that you don't say good asik.
If you stand here, you have to be able to see the edge of the wall come up to your property. If this is sticking out,
you don't say good asik mechitza anymore. That's one of the dinim of good asik mechitza. That's everybody agrees to. Does that affect us for Shabbos? The Gabi sukkah, it'll be an afghanim. If you want to build a sukkah on a roof and it's got this thing like sticking out, you can't say good asik. The Gabi Hilcha Shabbos, Pashtus, it shouldn't matter. That's what Chaim is holding. In Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't say good asik mechitza. The Rambam just says you can carry on roofs. Why could you carry on roofs? The answer is because the roof is Rosh Hashanah, it's separated from Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shimon Hey Sifta Zayin that in this case it's also to carry on that roof. Gag haboilait al mechitzas habayis, a gag that sticks out over the mechitzas of the house. Beinyan she'ein mechitzas habayis mikareis lo'aymir al gag. In a way that if you stand on the roof, you don't see the mechitzas coming up. Have a carmelis. You're not allowed to carry there. Filu gavaya of a rock of harvey. Doesn't matter how high it is or how big it is. This seems to be a stirah to Rav Chaim. And the problem with our whole understanding of Mechitza Shabbos. Fortunately, there's a way out. And that is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is not here in Shemem Hei, it's in Shinai and Dalit. The Bir Halacha tells you to look there. And the Bir Halacha, the Magen Avraham learns a different reason this is possible. He says, you know why this is no good? He says, very nice. He says, we're talking with this, there's at least four. Amitya is at least four, the protrusion. That means, let's say someone wants to carry on top of this. You have a brave fellow, and he wants to carry over here.
On the roof.
Is he allowed to carry here? There he can't carry, that's a kamalus. He says, that's a kamalus, it's dalit al dalit. And it's a rishus to stay outside. It's over the rishus arabic, not over rishus ayachid. And he says, carrying there would be after. So at the Magen Avraham, since this porch is open to this kamalus, that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant, that it's a problem. He wants to use this to get out of the problem by saying, you know, I can carry it, not because this is a problem, but Esen. It's because this has a din kamalus. And that's why this is a problem. If this would stick out three, it wouldn't be a problem. But if it sticks out four, it's a problem for a totally different lumbus. Because this has a din kamalus, and this is the soft kamalus. Now, the problem is the Bishnevura learns Shulchan Aruch not like the Magen Avraham. He doesn't like the Magen Avraham. He's also going to ask me, Halgufa, what? Oh, okay, there's a halacha that a Rosh Siyachin is paras b'milua. It's totally open into a caramelist. It also has a din caramelist. It also has a din caramelist. Anytime it's paras b'milua too. That's for Shulchan Aruch. So, at any rate, this is a sort of a twist in the Shulchan Aruch to try to answer the problem that doesn't stem with the rules. And Magen Avraham himself says that this doesn't stem with the rules. Why should on top of this house be different than any on top of any Kalamis Lachim? But the Mishnah Berurah, for some reason, learns, I would learn, that that's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's the Magen Avraham Shita, and it's not the Shulchan Aruch Shita. I don't know how Shulchan Aruch Shita could be understood. So this is the one difficulty in this whole Indian, which is a bit of a problem, and it needs perhaps to look around more in the Achrayim in this particular case. I remember it was interesting to me because I remember I had a chaver who had mamish this case. He had a porch. I think he lived in the house, just coincidentally, so you shouldn't think I'm making all this up. Right next door to Rav Skula on 51st Street, where Rav Skula lives now, the house on the left, I think, has this three stories. On top of the second story, it has such a protrusion. And he lived in the third story apartment, and his porch had mechitzas that were not 10 tefachim high. It was a mica problem anyway, but had mechitzas that weren't 10 tefachim high. And we were talking in yeshiva about whether you're allowed to carry there or not. So this was this is this issue. According to Reb Chaim's rule, it should be no shayla. Of course, you can carry there, unless it's the Magen Avraham's case where it sticks out dal tefachim. But Pashas Hashulchan Aruch is a stira to our rule.
There
would
be only one
tefach
or one
amulet
that wouldn't make it harmless.
It would not, right? Anything less than dal tefachim, it can't be harmless.
Why did
you
stick it out in 10 tefachim?
Well, so
we
would say, could ask it by Instagram? Well, we wouldn't say it. That's only Mechitza that comes down to the ground. Mechitza Tluya.
Why do we need the wall
on this protrusion?
It's a bonus 10,000
miles, yeah? Yeah, I thought everyone's going to jump on the answer right away. The question is a good question. According to Reb Chaim Tal Yisoid, a protrusion like that, it would seem to me, is separated from Rishus HaRabim, no problem. They're sticking up high above the ground. That's a bridge that people could travel on. It's different. But such a protrusion, why is it a kamalus in the first place?
Flying mid-air.
What?
Flying mid-air, you're still...
It's really not. So it needs a bit of a hazard. This one.
So why do you why do you need
any
other
body of the wall? Why not? There's no din of Eretz Yisrael if it's on top of a continuous building to the ground.
If I get my
gas
tanks up and throw it into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to have to make 12 10 bottles.
You have to show me whatever you're asking for. Alright, the ikur that I wanted to come away with is not all the kashas. I'm just kasha, I hope you understand. But the ikur that we wanted to come away with is Reb Chaim Zatz in Yisayid. Is that Rishus HaYachid is Chalakas Rishus for itself. Agav, if you want to see Gishmak piece, you take Shas Chuvas Hatzvi, Chalak Aleph, Simen Pei Vav, small piece. It's not chakira. It's halach and Shabbos that people could be a mechitza. If you have a line, a bunch of people standing, crowded, in a way that technically they're a mechitza, people could be a mechitza. He has a very interesting chakira there, and at the end he says yesh l'chalik between sukkah and Shabbos. I think it fits with Reb Chaim very, very nicely. Is yesh l'chalik. It's a kishmak piece. Just because it's late, I'm not gonna speak it out. I just want to start the next Yibaya, and we'll finish it tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Bay Ilfa, Yadayim Tahiris Lachatzayim, Ayin Tahiris Lachatzayim. What about Netilas Yadayim? Could you do Netilas Yadayim Lachatzayim or not? What does Chatzayim mean? Hechidam. So the Gemara has three possible pshatim. The first two it rejects, and the third it holds. Hechidam. Ilayim the Kamashu Bay Trey Meravias, is your Yibaya. Whether one revius is good for two hands, maybe you need a revius for each hand. It's a Mishnah, it's a man. Merevius, like liadayim, lechem, hafil l'shnayim. One revius you could use for one person, even two people, if they put their hands, one person and the other person underneath, and you're pouring on all four hands. So a revius is good. There's no din or revius of wood has to go on your hands. You could take a cup that has revius and wash with half of it. As long as your hand is totally washed, and it came, it was available to you, or revius. That's kosher. May revius, nightly adayim, lach 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 lach. So that can't be the Ibad. Ela de kamashi chada chada yada. You have to kashayla. The havavina is, you have to wash the two hands together, and not one hand and then the other hand. Now we all know from halach lamaisa, that's not true. But the gemara, the havavina has, that his boya is, just like let's say you go to a mikvah. You can't be tovel first one foot and then the other foot. You can't be tovel half your body and the other half. The whole body has to go under the mikveh in one shot. So the Gemara in the Ibaya held that you have to wash both hands simultaneously. Zok the Gemara, what do you mean? I can't be in the Ibaya. What's in on? Hanotel yodei achas benetila fa'achas b'shtifa. If you're washing your two hands, one hand by washing and one hand by shtifa. That's the halach itself. You can know if you're ever in camp and you go out where you go out on a, nowadays they don't go out on hikes and cookouts anymore. We used to go hiking where you didn't know where you were going, out into the woods, and they make a cookout. There's a stream, so you don't have to wash, you don't have a cup, you don't have to wash with a cup, because stick your hands into the stream and be as until you die in that way. So the shaila is, it's a shaila if you make on the tilas yadayim or tefilas yadayim, Mishnah Berurah says it's a shaila, just make on the tilas yadayim. But the you could be yaitzah that way, and that's for sure, that's no shaila. The chiddush is, if you wash one hand and stick one hand in to the stream, and the other hand you wash with a cup, that's also kasher. So how does that show the ibaya wasn't a good ibaya? Again, we want the ethnic ibaya. Do you have to wash both hands in one shot, or can you do it separately? The person says, no, obviously you can do it separately. Because you can wash one hand with netilah and one hand with shtifa. Is that a proof?
Yeah,
maybe you did it at the same time. Go what? Okay, so this, there's a piece of the Dibros Moshe, Har Avav. He himself says in Nafkamina in his piece, what would be the din if when you're washing, oh, we pass you for wash one hand. But let's say you're going to wash your hands, It doesn't come up usually. Let's say Pesach had a Seder. So my kids wash my hands, right? Once a year, they keep it out there with Matthias Vidakin. And they wash my hands. As long as the two kids are fighting, conceivable, no? Two of your kids could be fighting. So each one takes a cup and each one pours on your hand, and one of them gets one half of your hand, the other one gets the other half of your hand. It's the same shot. Is that a good netilah? If I understand the Rav Moshe's piece clearly, he's not sure. He's tailored in his two ways to learn this piece of Gemara, and that will do tomorrow. I'd like tomorrow to get as far as I can on Sazayin Amar Aleph, so if you...